But I told many people that can. We have the only Dafyomi Yerushalmi in English in the world. And made it in Oceanside, certainly made a big grosha. All right. I'm not sure the people that are learning Bavli there, but they have a Dafyomi Bavli, not Yerushalmi. We're the only game in the world. All right. We are on Daf Dalman base. Now, the truth is we should refresh our memories. So in order to refresh our memories, let us remind ourselves that in order to make a neder, it has to be a neder b'dovra nodur. What does dovra nodur mean? It means if I say, this should be also upon me like treif. It doesn't work, because treif is not dovra nodur. There has to be something in this, I can say this should be also upon me like a korban, but not like treif. It's not the same, the same thing. And therefore, the Gemara has to go through here and talk about the second line here, actually, is we're up to kimizbeach, kikarbonos hamizbeach. In other words, if I say, let this thing be upon me like the mizbeach, that would not be a neder, because the mizbeach was not a dover, another, right? But if I said kimizbeach, according to Chazal, say that it really meant like the karbonos brought upon the mizbeach, and the karbonos brought upon the mizbeach are a dover, another. Kehechal, if I say that it should be like the hechal.
Is that deemed to be a yad?
Yes, it is a yad, right. It's a short form. Kim is back, it's a good point. The Yerushalmi, it seems that it's not, I don't remember, it's been a long time since I opened it up now, but I'm not sure the Yerushalmi really uses Lashon of yad the same way the Bavli does, at least not to the same extent. I mean, it's a Mishnah Lashon, so I guess it does use it in some, to a certain extent, but really, the Bavli spends much more time defining yad than the Bavli Yerushalmi. But I guess, yeah, that's essentially the same thing. That it's a yad. It's a short form of saying korban on the mizbeach, to say kimizbeach, which is what a yad is. It's a handle, a abbreviation of with the full term. That makes sense. Kehechal is korban on hechal. Korban is brought into the hechal, into the blood sprinkled inside the kodesh. Kushlaim is karbon is shushlaim at the karbon is born in shushlaim. Nader bechum yikom hasham shem mizbech. What if you took a neder and any things which serve the mizbech? Gon kaf, machto, umazrek, such as the spoon, I think it's to shovel the ktores. The machta is to shovel the ashes used in order to make the ktores for the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, and the mazrek is one of the vessels used to sprinkle the blood. So it doesn't really say what the halacha is, but the Korban Eda says, in explicating this Gemara, he says that it means that the things which are brought in them or with them, and therefore they are like a dover hanodur. Okay? A Rabbi Lomer Omek Yushalayim, somebody said, like Yushalayim Lomer Klum. So he's Kavin Ze Elo Leitzim Abonim Shabo. His intention is only for the sticks and stones. And sticks and stones may break my bones, but they shall never be a nether. Names will never harm me, right? The nether aspect does not exist. So he actually, the Eitzim Abonim Yushalayim, of course, are not dover hanodur. Katoira. What if I said, let it be upon me like Torah? Hare ze mutter. Why is it mutter? There's a period here, but this period is extraneous. Because he meant kikdushas Torah. Should be upon me like the holiness of the Torah. And the holiness of the Torah, of course, is not so much as a dover hanodur. The Torah is holy because God gave it, not because it's a dover hanodur. Kakosuba, if you say it should be holy like it should be like that which is written in the Torah, Hareza also, that's forbidden, and again here the dab is superfluous, because it's a continuation and an explanation, because it's karbonos haksuvim shabah. Because if he says karkosu batera, so then it says in Torah, among other things, karbonos which are dabra and others, so therefore that forbids you in whatever you made the nether concerning. Is tani, there are those who said katera bikarkosu ba. If you said, could like the Torah and like that which is written in, hareze mutter, that's okay. Why is that? So it's a chiddush. We haven't seen this concept yet, but the Gemara does bring down a concept from Shavuos in order to explain this. Rabbi Yaakov bar Kanam Shim, Rabbi Shimon, this is like Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Shimon say? Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon, Nimtzo she'en biyodo chitin u'potzo al-ashar. If he doesn't have wheat, he's exempt on the rest. That's obviously short form for the entire sugya, which is in the Masechta Shavuos. But there it says, if I take a neder against you, you come to me, or rather, you come to me and you say, I might should take a shvua, because you owe me chitin, sorim, and kusmin. There are three types of grain. And you say, shvua, I don't owe you chitin, shvua, I don't owe you sorim, shvua, I don't owe you kusmin. And it turns out that you were lying on all three counts, and then you have to bring how many karbanos? I mean, how many times apply you? Three. Okay? So what happens if, however, you told the truth on one of those things? But you claim you three things, and you denied all three, and you really, two of those are not true. Those were lies. Your denial was a lie. But the third thing, your denial was true. What's the status in that case? So there the Gemara says he's potter. He doesn't have to bring any korban or shvua. Why is that? Because he's toiling everything in the thing which is mutter. The chitim in this case. They pay the group. Excuse me. The Gemara there chose picks chitim arbitrarily, but says that it's as if you're matpis everything in the chitim. In other words, everything, even though you lied, your lie was really just, I don't know how we should put it, it's kind of explained, let's put it. It's excused by virtue of the fact that the chitim are something you actually don't hold. So therefore, the rest of the shvua also falls off.
But you said the shvua three times. It's not like you one shvua with all three.
Right. No, if you said the word shvua three times, it would probably be different. But here you said the word shvua once. You might be right about that. But there's the assumption that it was. So, since in this case you say katora v'kakosuba, even though kakosuba might be a legitimate lush of neder, but since you said Torah and kosuba together, and Torah is not a legitimate form of neder, so therefore your neder doesn't take effect if you call like Rabbi Shimon, right? That's what we're saying. Like Rabbi Shimon, once part of your statement is a legitimate statement and not a invalid statement, not chayav korban shvua, so to once part of your statement is a statement which just doesn't generate a neder. Because katera does not generate a neder, so too the kakosuba does not generate a neder as well. Okay? So it says tomorrow, Rabbi Yosef said, Divya Koli, no, everybody can agree here. Because here, even if he says katera v'kakosuba, we can touch up his words. I'm tired tonight. It's been a long day. It says katera v'kakua. He says katera v'kakosuba. So actually, we reinterpret what he says, and we say katera is kikdushas Torah, and kakosuba is kikdushas ksuvaya. Like the kedusha, either of the writing or the ksuvim, if it's a Tanakh and the ksuvim in it. But we reinterpret his words. We don't say like one statement was a valid nether statement. In which case, Rabbi Shimon is the only one who would say that the valid neder statement falls off because it's contingent on a non-valid neder statement. No. What happens here is that we say, if he said katera, which means kekdushas Torah, so then we explain the other part of his statement, right, which is kakosuba, not to indicate it's so about the karbonos, but rather like the writing of the Torah itself or the writing of Tanakh. Because that's more parallel to the first half of the statement. Kaktorah means the kedusha of the Torah, right? So Mistoma, the Kakosuba also means the kedusha of the Ksav, or the kedusha of Ksulim, not the kedusha of Korbanos, which are written in the Torah itself. Okay? Says the mission further, somebody says, Korban Ola, Mincha, Mincha. Somebody says, let this stuff be like Korban Ola and a Mincha. Or I guess it's actually three different things. Not necessarily, I guess. Okay, Omer Karban Ola, either an Ola or a Mincha, a Chata, a Satoda, a Shlamin, Shein Yocha L'cha. Everything you want should be like these. Kabarats upon me, I'm not going to eat them from you. Also, they are forbidden. Ravina Mati, Ravina permits, and the Gemara is going to discuss what's his rationale. Ha korban, if somebody says ha korban with a hey, kick korban with a cup. Korban shachal lecha. Use the word korban without any additional prefix. Also, it's forbidden. Gemara is going to discuss this. Lo korban lo ochal lecha. If somebody says in not a korban is what I'm not going to eat from you, double negative. Ramiro, Sir Ramiro says it's also. Why do you think Ramiro says it's also? What's the obvious reason? Prince says, it's not, what I don't eat from you won't be a korban. So what's the inference of that?
Double negative is a positive.
Right, so what I do eat from you should be a korban. So therefore Ramiro says, double negative is a positive, and that's why it is a valid nether. You like that, Donald? Yeah. Okay, you looked like you were smirking over it.
No, I don't know. Sounds good for now.
Okay.
Even in English, I think two no's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like
I don't got no.
The only reason I'm.
Depends where you live. By the way, Giuliani for sure lost the election now. I don't know if.
Why?
He's definitely going to lose.
Shooting
the back. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, maybe some mace will occur and he'll pull out of it, but he lost. He's a jerk. Should have said something. Apologize. Yeah, he is a jerk.
He didn't even make a super call.
No, he didn't do anything. It's smarmish, unbelievable how stubborn he is. Yeah.
Now, the only reason I wasn't liking it is because today, Focus Nadarim made Tanai. So Ruby Mayer's tonight call for make no inferences whatsoever.
Right, that's true. That's normally what we say, but same right Mayer who says differently, because Nether doesn't have to have tonight when they go up in the ruling sense.
Right.
But I think that's Dafka Benarim Chavero, not between you and yourself. Because that's really what's talking about earlier, but it's a good point. Imel Chavero, somebody says to his friend, Koine Pima Dabar Imoch. Koinev should be my mouth from talking to you, v'yodai osimach, and my hands from doing it for you, v'rablai maleches loch, and my legs for walking for you, also all these are legitimate in the dark. Says more, kol ama moide, kol ama moide ha korban ki mutur ki korban osir. Everybody agrees to somebody says, ha korban, your stuff should be ha korban upon me, or my stuff should be ha korban upon me, it's blabber. It means nothing. And the Maram di Lunzano in the bottom here so gives an interpretation of that, which I'm not sure if it's correct or incorrect, but it's interesting. He says that it could be that this is because first says HaKorban, we just assume he wants to be Mechayiv himself in a Korban. If you say KeKorban, that makes a substance like the Korban. But if you say HaKorban, so it may, could be you're just trying to be gay, carry yourself to give a Korban. Right.
Right.
But so it says, well, what's the machlok instead? Mapli in korban. You said korban as we said in Mishnah without any prefix. So it says, where Rabbi Omer? Rabbi Omer says, Oimer korban, ki Oimer ha korban. It's as if you said ha korban, boom, we'll turn it's okay. Rabbi Omer and Rabbi Omer say, korban, koimer. Kikorban is if you say that the substance should be like a korban vosser, it's forbidden. Amram Yerabina said, "Yeah, ain't moidim li? Don't you concede to me? Boimel shvua, koimer ha shvua vosser." It's a very strange proof, but he says, "Look, let's take a look at shvua. So if somebody says shvua, then I'm going to do X, Y, Z. Or shvua, I'm not going to do X, Y, Z. Then that's a valid shvua. And all of a sudden, the person says ha shvua." The oath that I'm not going to do it or that I'm going to do it also is valid shvua. It is mechayim to do it, right? It's the nature of the word shvua. Even with the hey, it means besides the same thing, right? So it says the one I'm going to get there. Moi din li boi mer shvua koi mer ha shvua boas or the koi mer alek v'ka here too hoi mer korban. So if he says korban koi mer ha korban, it should be like he says ha korban. But if you say ha korban, then that's not like shvuas, right? By shvuas, both shvua and hashvua are chayev. As a matter of fact, hashvua, it seems, is the preferred lashon. Shvua is the secondary lashon. But here, if you say ha korban, it's not mechayev you. Because that ha korban here means that you may be calling the maram di lunzana, maybe a chayev a korban, but it doesn't mean that the thing should be like korban. So here, if we say that the hay is, if we say that when the person says korban, it's like saying ha korban, so actually it's going to work out lakula. There, if you say when a person says, or shvua hashvua, right? So there we say they're both l'chumra, that they both work, but here they're both be l'chula.
Right,
it really is a chetzagavra issue, because hashvua means that
it's on
me anyway, regardless. And hakorban could be something else entirely, right? That is our point. Yeah, I would say so. How karma can mean I'm machayev something, not that I'm making neder corresponding to something. Okay, where shvuah, since they both karma myself, it's immaterial. Something like that. So in any event, what?
I'm just a general question. If somebody was like ushering something out of himself, like hot corn, kid corn, right?
Yeah.
So would you be allowed to eat it in like be a semi-dish?
No.
Why not?
Because kid carbon is not real carbon. It means something which is also to you, like karma. Like
so the korban is allowed to be eaten.
Yeah, but it doesn't become situational like that. That's like me. Once in the base of mitzvah shvakti latid, it's like an additional component. It's like mishulchan kavah kazachu. Kosh Baruch gave Pekwan the right to eat it once they're shechting it. But that won't work for this other substance here. It's a nice try. It won't work. Okay? A for creativity. C for emes. One of my C is charitable. F for emes. Okay. Well, nice idea. Says more, Rabbanan Matilas al-Khumran. Rabbanan say it's, we have to go to Khumran, both areas. Oimer, somebody says Shvuah, Oimer, Hashvuah, somebody says Shvuah, they say Hashvuah, Buasa, it's forbidden. The car, here, Oimer, Kikarbon, if somebody says Karb without the Eik, Oimer, Kikarbon. It's like he says Kikarbon, not like saying Hakarbon, which would be mutter, but like saying kick karbon, vuasa, and it is forbidden. Okay? Now, the next few words, say chalil. What's so funny?
I'm waiting for it. We're going to change the gears.
Yeah, no, we have to change the gears. Donald, you've been here, Shami, so it's such a short time.
Not changing gears.
How do you know this already, Donald? You picked it up. Very good.
Look, it's been half an hour
into
this year.
So, Cholio obviously does not fit into this Masechta. It's not, it's in the last verse of Sukkah, may the way, but not here. So here we change it. Cholio, instead of Chol, we say Chulin. Person says, Chulin, of course, means non-carbon, right? So person says, let it be Chulin. Let it be Ha-Chulin. Let it be Lichulin or Kichulin. It should be kichulin. I didn't do the proper tikkun here in my thing. It should be kichulin. All these things are okay. Now, no, I'm sorry. You know what? Just delete that from the record. Let me start again. I was right the first time. Chulin, hachulin, lechulin, those are mutter. Kichulin, if a person said it should be kichulin, bench ochalcha, bench lochalcha. Whether he says kichulin, be the stuff which I eat from you or the stuff which I don't eat from you, that's still mutter. Now, it's not like Rameyev. Because Rameyev, you said, the stuff which I eat from you should be. The stuff which I don't eat from you should be chulin. So I think, I'm not sure, but I think what I meant, what would be the flip side of that? The stuff which I don't eat from you is chulin. That means the stuff I eat from you is kekarbon, right? So I'm not sure Rabbeinu would agree with this statement here. Okay, I think Rabbeinu actually does agree with it based on what we'll see a little bit further. But anyway, if this Braisa says, if you say, Kechulin Becholcha Menchalcha, when he says it's like chul, that would change me, that would show me view. Since we make no inferences, in both cases it's mutter. However, what a person says, Lech Lachulin Cholcha. And the truth is, though, this is one of the Ushami abbreviations, though I think this appears in the Bavli too, although I didn't get a chance when we looked today. Lachulin Lachulcha is like saying, Lochulin. Lachulin is an abbreviation. Right. That's how we say. That's how we say also in.
No, it just means low Torah.
Yeah. Excuse me. That's why it says, we say, Hashkivenu Malkenu, Hashkivenu Avinu, Lishalom. Lishalom. Not Lashalom. Right? Because Lashalom mean Lo Shalom. So therefore we say Lishalom. And Hamidena Makenu Lichayim. not lachayim, right? Because lachayim would sound like, you know, lochayim. So it's always, we always are medactic to use a shva, not to use a pasach.
You say lech lishalom.
What?
Lech lishalom.
Lech lishalom is, I always get confused, which is to some, which is by levaya, lech lishalom or lech bishalom? Do you remember? Bishalom is by levaya.
Yeah, that's what.
Rest in peace.
And
I don't remember which is which. Yeah. Now David Melch with Shmuel and Shalom Melch. I gave a shir and I don't remember. Right? Kofkin, I don't remember. So amen.
I remember
you
gave the shear.
That's how I remember that. It's with Shmuel and Shol. But anyway, it's the same thing. Lacholi lo chalacha. By the way, in case you couldn't tell, I'm being totally honest with you now, although I should never be dishonest. I only prepared one blah tonight, so I'm going slowly today. honesty is the best policy. So lacholi lachulin shochalcha means lochulin shochalcha. Whatever ate from is not chulin, right? And shochalcha means stuff which you give me to eat. So that's a nether. It's a valid nether. Also, chulin shochalcha. I say that without which ate you should be chulin. No, without the lamin. So mutter, that's okay. Rabbi Yaffe b'shem Rabbi Elchanan. Rabbi Yaffe and Rabbi Elchanan say, getting back to our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Mimash Divrei Meir, from the words of Meir. Mimash Alavich Mehen, we see we do inferences. From negatives we hear positives, and obviously the flip side is from positives we hear negatives. Lo karbon, and therefore the following statement. Lo karbon mizeh de lo analachil, min dilach. It should not be a karbon, that which I do not eat from you. It's a double negative, right? It should not be a korban, lo korban mizeh, de lo, dal is like de lo, no is like ona, de lo no achil min de lo, right? If not, we have it only for you, it shouldn't be a korban, ha ma de no achil min de lo, but that which I do it from you, leisu chulin, that's not chulin, elo korban, and therefore it's also. Okay, so we infer both directions. Double negatives make positives, double positives make negatives, every way which way we can infer. Okay? Says Mara, because the double positives don't necessarily always make a negative, but you get the idea. Says Mara, Yiluchi Olach. Now, interesting point. A guy says, my walking is forbidden to you. Not sure exactly what he's forbidding. Maybe he has a very cool walk, and the other guy wants to learn to imitate his walk. I don't know exactly what's going on, but says, my walk, you know, got to walk the walk and talk the talk. And he says, I noticed in the hospital, I listened to a lot of nurses, you know, over the course of the days of being there. They actually, New Yorkers do sound different. Their voices twang, and they speak in louder voices than Midwesterners. They're louder. It really is interesting. They don't have to say, you know, Midwesterners are really very, it's quiet people compared to New Yorkers. But that's cool. All right. So, says it's funny though. I mean, you want to say, don't you realize you sound like a New Yorker? And they're not. But then I realize that they all sound like that there.
You're the out of town.
Right, on the out of town. I don't think I ever had a real New York, strong New York accent, though, but it was fascinating to actually go back and hear. All right. So that's the person that I said, walk and talk. He says, my walk is forbidden you, my talk is forbidden. If you low mark loom, it's meaningless. Why is that? Because I didn't have time to look at the Bavli, but I don't remember such a cloud from the Bavli, but it makes sense. I can't make an ender someone which has no mamashes. So I can't answer my voice. What I can answer is my vocal cords. I can answer my walking, but I can answer my legs. It's an interesting thing. The product, which is already conceptually different from the body, the neder doesn't work on. But the things themselves, the neder can work on.
Flows from the concept, maybe,
Yeah, it could. It might very well be. It certainly sounds like a thing. So it says more than that.
And what if he has a speech that he wants to give, or he's singing a song, and he's answering?
Can't copyright. There is such a thing by being mighty mitzvahs. A chazan have mind not to be mighty a certain member of the congregation. But that's not a naughty, because the guy can still stand there and listen to, you know.
I think it's the opposite.
Yeah, he can stand there and listen to Kusevitsky sing, you know. It's not not forbidden. So that's what the Gemara says. Lomish Maisa Deneb Dover Shem Mamish. Nodan Neder. It's actually Neder. It's a Gerashova. Neder. Ma Neder Shem Melan Dover Shem Shem Mamish. Neder, which is stated by Erchin. It's tangible. Money. Right? So, by the way. Right. Av Neder Shem Mamish. The Tavoche Heaven Up. I've never seen a kind of shish mash got to be something which has much to it. Any goy lecho adni shamas lech. Now this is different. If I say my eyes, it's not my vision, it's my eyes. Or adni shamas lech my ears. Now my not my hearing, my ears. That's also that works. Like I just said, that's a neder because the neder is chal dovish shish bo mamish. What's a dovish shish bo mamish? Your ears or your eyes?
A body part.
A body part, right? Atoymer yodai oitzi mach also. Now that therefore comes out that if you say whatever my hands make for you is also, that also is a valid matter. So that's more now. Now interesting Gemara here. You're also to provide me with hanoi. Your hands are also me. You plowed land with me. To what extent am I also to derive hanoi from that? Is it ad kidei scharo? The amount that would have had to pay you to it, or I could add noise karka, the amount of pleasure I have from the ground being plowed. It's an interesting question, right? I don't see the little letter here. I didn't look on the Bavli, but the question is, you know, how much do I have to pay? Do I pay based on the payment which I would have gotten, or the benefit which you get?
What it costs to hire somebody versus what you get in the market for
right now. But I have to pay this. I have to pay this in order to avoid transgressing my neder, or his neder, because otherwise you're getting out of it, which is also because he asked for his hands. So if I pay for it, then it's not considered getting out of it, right? Because I covered it. It's not undo or no. But if I don't pay it, then the question is how much I have to pay for it. And the word doesn't answer. Says more, what about, it says you're godar, but the proper word is godal. What a person was godly mo betanur, he helped to make a clay oven, or whatever it is after it's fired up. Pottery oven. So arkavu asr, how much you also to use it? In other words, how much the oven belongs to the person, the builder who wants to get paid now. Is it the amount of money you would have to pay him? Or the amount of benefits which you're going to get from the tanor over the years. Yeah, so here too it's the same issue, and the Gemara doesn't come to any conclusion of any sort. Okay? Hajo kokinui nidor. Says the mission further. Ein l'nidorim mutar. These are permitted, because they're not dobra nidor. But are they chulin? So chalachal, let everything ate for you become chulin. Kibbasar chazir, let it become like treif, right? Kavodazara, which is also forbidden, but not considered to be Dovah neither. It's not also because of Nidorim. Koros Lubuvin, certain types of hides is Kavodazara. Kinevelos Utrefos, like actual Shkotzin Ramasim, creepy crawly things and dead animals and stuff. Kishkotzin Ramasim, those are the insects actually. Kechal Saron, or you said let it be also like the Chal of Givadaron of Kuchumasa, like his Truma, Mutter. Why are these cases Mutter? Because what are all these substances? What are they not? What are they not? They're not Davar Nida, right? They can't be, they're not made Kedusha through a Neder, right? So therefore, not Davar Nida, so therefore, Neder can't be Chalmen. Haimel Ishta, what did he say to your wife, Harech? This is a real Freudian Gemara here, Freudian Mishnah. Haimel Ishta, he said to your wife, Harech, you like Ima, you're like my mother to me. So, yeah, so what's the ramification of that? No more Bila, right?
His name was Oedipus.
Oedipus, right. So, so a man of the Ishta, Harech, like Ima, Paisel, Pesimo, Kamacha. It's interesting, even though the Neder should not be Chal, because his mother's not a Davar Nida. I mean, some people like them to be not their mother-in-law, maybe. But their mother's not the Davar Nida, right? So therefore, how's the Val Neder? Well, nonetheless, since we don't like him for having made such a Neder, we find it to be problematic. So therefore, we make him be Matur Neder on it. Even though Abidin, the Neder should not be Val Neder, nonetheless, we force him to be Matur Neder on it. Okay? So that's what it says. Bosnal Pesim will come out and look for a pesel to be matin there from elsewhere. Shloyakos Roshan Rodin should be frivolous about making a domi. Shlokach about such matters. Kainim Shady Yoshin, famous Gemara. Burton says, takes an oath to refrain from sleeping. Shady Madaber, not going to speak. Shady Mach, not going to walk. Hoimel Ishta, somebody says to his wife, he's not allowed to because he's required to be with her. Kainim Shady Misham Shoch. I'm not going to have any relation to Haray said Bal Yachad Zvoro. It's forbidden. He says the Bal Yachad, but say the Mefarshim are only the Rabbana. Shvur Shulo Yoshen. The person says, however, takes an oath that he's not going to sleep. Shana Medaber, he's not going to speak. Shana Malach is not going to walk. Also, that's forbidden. Okay? And me, what does also here mean? Totally different than the rest of Shas. What does also mean here mean?
That's what you mean,
also means the Raisa. Normally also means the Rabbana. But here the Rabbanan, it's mamish in reverse in this mission, then they're all of Shas. He hit the Rabbanan, it's the stuff in which says, Lo Yachal Dvoro, the Pasuk. The Raisa is the stuff which just says that, that is there a Pasuk here? No, just says his Osir. Okay, am I making that clear? Here the order is reversed. Where it says "osir" here means the rice. Where it says "bal yachel" sounds like the rice language. That's the rabbana. Okay. The reason for that is that the rice you can't make nidarim, which are darvishim or mamish, and you can't make nidarim where you're meshubah to somebody, such as a husband for sure, because an owner gets his wife. But the rabbana sometimes is nidarim machal, so they take effect. Okay. Says more further, Lashem. It says, and this is a little bit difficult to square away the previous Gemara, since Gemara here. Not that it's hard, but it just seems to be out of the blue. Lashem. Ain't Adam Oysa, we always thought that the criteria is Dovra Nidar. And some of them can try to squeeze this into Dovra Nidar, but it's not clear that's exactly what it means. Ain't Adam Oysa, Olav, El Dovra, El Shu Lashem. Person only asks for something upon himself if it's intended for God. So, what does it mean if it's intended for God? So, the way he wants to learn, I mean, the Rebbe has a long interpretation here. But I guess the way I want to interpret in order to make it square way best with knowledge we have till now is that it has to be that a person. Actually, I don't know if that's correct. What's the matter, Donald?
I'm just wondering if the only thing you can usher upon yourself with, like, a netter is a dover sheyish bo mamash.
Yeah.
So, like, isn't nazir a type of a netter?
No, it's a shvur.
So can a shvur be chal on a dover sheyish bo mamash?
Yeah, because shvur is on the person, not on the thing. So, again, since we're last shem, ain't of them oysed a love dover shadel elishu lashem. That's be it for Akkadosh Baruch Hu. Tiny base rab polik, they argue. They say, minayin l'nadarim she'ein mutarim l'ach min ha-shamayim. How we know the dorm which are permitted to you on the books? When they have dorm dorkim be'isr, and people are stringent about them. Shalotei noidim mavato, how do we know you shouldn't take the dorm and cancel that? Tamura says Le'echad Rosh should not know the nullify words. Shleah said Varav Di Chulin. You shouldn't make words into Chulin, into meaningless gestures. So, how does Rav argue? That's the question. So it seems like Rav argues I'm gonna bring up the root process here. Right. Okay. The first Tana here, actually Tana the Brisa Bo that means the Bigmara says it's got to be something like Hashem in order to become Osir. What does Lashem mean? It means that the netter was taken with it. In fact, one of two criteria. It's ambiguous in the Gemara. Could it be the criteria that it's the netter was taken in order to make something holy? You know,
is that like a carbon?
Like a carbon, right. Or it could be Lashem means not that it's made holy, because really a netter is not made holy. It's just something which I must refrain from, right? But in order for that to work, it's got to be addressed. And like I can't say, I'm taking a nether because this should be like it belongs to Reuven, and therefore off limits to me. That doesn't work. It can't be a choshen mishpat issue. That's trying to put a choshen mishpat issue into nether. Nether specifically got to be towards our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay? It's a relationship between me and Hashem which allows me to make the door. So one can touch on that, but not now. So it says, so again, Tanya Beis Rav, me Poli, he was Ariz Minayan Dorm Shei Mutorin L'chom Min HaShemayim. How do you know that even their mutter? It means, let's say, like use one of the shoyas we have back here, which is not going to make a nether. How do you know even that makes a nether? And probably the Rabbana, because Mar Zion, but how do we know that makes a nether as well? Am I making sense? Nedarim, which the shoyas just said, are no good. It seems Rab says, do make nether, though, at least the Rabbana. Because he says, anything which may Adam Nogim Boim Be'isr. They accustom themselves to leave as a nether, even though it's not a true nether. No?
Well, before we said, let's...
You know, we had nazik, naziach, things like that. Funny words, you know, funny phrases.
What about eyesight before, or hearing?
What?
Or the
it could be that too. Yeah, if a person took a nether on his vision, it'd be the same thing. As long as people know Yisr in that type of nether. Even though it's not validly Yisr, as long as people know Yisr, that would make it Yisr. That's what he's saying here, right? So Amen, so says the Gemara, the truth is, it's not that big a machlokas. Have a boiler, maybe they want to say, could only kagon ha korban or kishvua. It's interesting, the lashon here, the way Gilead Ephraim changes it. Ha korban kishvua instead of bishvua. It says, by ha korban, the reason why, even though it's not a lashon neder, but b'nei odom are noyeg in it, they establish as a lashon neder, so works, is because half korban sounds too similar to hashvuah, and we know that hashvuah works, so therefore half korban works. But if you said ha Cadillac, you know, or you said that should be like hasfarim shelves, that doesn't mean anything. Even though you had in mind, even though I'm so in mind, you got to get said a new lashon neder, it's going to be sfarim shelves. It's not going to work because it has to be specifically this lashon of HaKorban. That's where Am Yisrael, even though Chazal didn't step in, but Am Yisrael themselves intuitively asked it.
So this contradicts the previous Gemara.
Right, contradicts. This is Rav. Right. It's a qualification in Rav. What do you mean it contradicts the previous Gemara?
Right.
Okay, so it says more awesome in the Chazak and it says Phil Shar called for him. It's true even about other matters as well. Lesser Israel Napsho. One second. So it's only a havim bom memra. I didn't really notice that before. It's a hamikon ha korban kishvua. That's it. No, habishar varim called varim lo. No, asa memra chavi b'shar kovan. I guess obviously in limitation, but applies to anything here. No, even other things, even other lashonis. Let's say they decide that svarim shrank should be a lashon of nether. That would work as well. Okay? Because they said, Afilu Sharkal is born. So actually, we can make up our own Lashonis, which implying the Dharma would be valid in order to create another. Okay, it's, I guess, a convention of some sort. So it says, Less Yitzhak Nafshal, in order to ask an Yitzhak upon itself. East Tani, those who learn Tani, Al Nafshal, you can make an Isser. Now the word Isser itself is not dealing with any other Lashon of Yadir. We're dealing with Lashon of Isser specifically. So some said, I'm not sure you can make an Isser of yourself, not on others. Even on others you can make an Isser. Hambame might want to say, Mandam, I'm not sure you can make an Isser by yourself, not on others. Shalom, Losan, and Chosachim, you can't ask your own property in others. Umandam, Arafilachim, who says you can ask your own property on others. That Issa works on others as well means, let's flip this here according to because Gilfrim says Lomar, instead of the next three words, states to me it's the next page, and they put these on the next page. So, again, Mandar Filo Achirim, Losar Nichse Achirim Alof, means I can forbid the other buys property upon me. However, Nichse, turning the page, Nichse the chos of alachirim, mother, my property others I can't answer with an isser. It's interesting thing. I don't know why isser is any different. I'll be honest with you, but then it says by in the Torah it says isser al nafsho, so that means I can answer my stuff upon me. Interesting concept of isser. Okay, so it says tomorrow. Oh, Melisha, somebody says to his wife, going further, Harei ato lakimi like my mother. Biyoschalai, there's no pulling any punches here. Reason number 5,010. Biyoschalai kibihasima. Having relations with you is having relations with my mother. Kibasarima, he said, you're like the flesh of my mother. Lo marklum, none of these are valid choices in the Dorim. Amar, he said, akikrazel like kibihasima. What if he said, this piece of bread should be upon me like relations with my mother? Mau.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Psychiatrist. So loaf of bread shaped like a cigar. Okay. Says my Nishmina, let's hear from here. Horeman 7 says, Leishto Koinom and Imisham Sheikh. Now this is a law which is not valid. We said our mission is not valid. One of two reasons. Either because the partial reason is because he's Meshubad Doraisa. He has to have relations with her. He's not allowed to do that. So Rav Amar Osir, Rav says, nevertheless it's Osir. Rav Lashitoso and Amad Aleph. That Lashonis, which people are knowing, is sir, and even not Akarbon, is Osir. So people use this Kakamemi Lashon of Biasima, right? Even though it makes no sense, right? But people use that Lashon, so therefore you're Osir. Drabonon, not the Raisa, but you're Osir, right? That's Rav Lashonis. And Omar, maybe it's only by Akarbon. No, it comes out by all Lashonis, it's like that, right?
It's weird, because we don't bring this down in Ksuvas.
We don't bring down in the Dorim, I think, in the Babli either. Shmuel Mar Motzer Shmuel says, okay, no Chazal didn't make such a decree. Ma'amakayim Shmuel Belo Yachol Dvar Haitzes Har Mishnah Lo Yachol Dvar by Durabonon. Doesn't say that in our Mishnah. That's what it means. Ki'ilu by Yachol Dvar. Nitshe. It's not nice, but it's not actually by Yachol Dvar. Rav Kedaita. And Rav, it's like we said in Rav now, just like I said a moment ago. He said, tonight it's Hanoi the base. Rav. Probably the argument now in Dorim Shem Mutorim Mechamishrayim other than Dorim which are Mutim Midoraisim the other Noyim Boeser people conduct themselves Isser Kadesh Lotei Noyim Vato in order that people shouldn't be frivolous and make the Dorim cancer Tam Lomer Yo Yachod Baro. So even though it's only an Asmachta, but it is only for that Pasuk Shlo Yasud Baro Chulim should make your words Chulim means here not stable. Shvur Shlo Shlosh Yom. Let's just finish the Mishnah. Person takes the Shvur not to eat 3 days. Malkin is over Yoshein Miyad. You give him a very famous Gemara. We give him, we flog him, and he sleeps in it because nobody can go three days without sleeping. However, yeah, might as well. You got flogged. He's going to have to sleep up there flogging. It hurts. And he's going to have to sleep on the side, though. Shvur Shlosh, anyway, Shvur Shlosh Yom. Person takes the Shvur not to eat 3 days. Mamtina no Sachi Yoichal. Because it's possible. For Malkin is all. Once he hates something, then we give him Malkus. And on a happy note, we'll stop here for the evening.
You missed sorely.